Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call of Electro Steel Casting Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikash Verma from EY. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Rohit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the earnings call of Electro Steel Castings Limited for Quarter 2 and H1 FY24 results. Today, we have with us the management represented by Mr. Uddhav Kejriwal, full-time director, Mr. Madhav Kejriwal, full-time director, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, full-time director and chief financial officer, and Mr. Gaurav Somani, joint general manager of finance. Before we start, I would like to remind you that the remarks today might include forward-looking statements and actual results may differ materially from those contemplated by those forward-looking statements. Any statements we make on this call today is based on our assumptions as on date, and we have no obligation to update the statement as a result of new information or future events. With this, I would now like to invite Mr. Madhav Kejriwal to make the opening remarks. Over to you, Madhav.
Thank you, Vikas. Very good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to the company's Q2 and first half FY24 earnings conference call. Firstly, I'd like to extend the festive greetings of Dhanteras and Diwali on behalf of the entire management team of Electro Steel to you and your family. Highlighting the company's Q2 FY24 operational performance, Electro Steel Castings total income stood at 1,888 crores, which has been a result of strong demand from both domestic as well as export markets. During Q2 FY24, the company registered its highest ever quarterly EBITDA of 331 crores and PAT of 184 crores, with an EBITDA margin of 17.5% and a PAT margin of 9.7%. This has been fueled by lower raw material cost and better operational efficiency. During the quarter, our DI pipe volumes stood at 2 lakh metric tons. Export constituted around 18% of the volumes. The government's flagship project of Jal Jeevan Mission for connecting every rural household with tap water connections has achieved 70.2% of its nationwide target till date. Out of India's total 19 crore rural households, nearly 13.5 crore households now have access to safe drinking water. Our order book stands at approximately 5 lakh metric tons, which is around 8.5 months of order book. The company looks forward to maintaining its leadership position in ductile iron pipes and fittings with its integrated manufacturing facilities and optimum capacity utilization. Electro Steel Casting's rich domain knowledge, thrust on research and development, quality right first time proposition and customer-centric approach drives the company to be the most preferred partner of key water infrastructure projects in both the domestic and export markets. We are yet to connect nearly 5.7 crore households with drinking tap water connections under the JJM scheme. Additionally, Amrut 2.0 will continue to drive demand for DI pipes and fittings in the coming years. There is also a growing need for better water infrastructure products in the global market for securing drinking water safety and wastewater management. Electro Steel is well placed to tap the growing domestic and global infrastructure opportunities with its ongoing capital expansion plans, the robust cash flows, and focus on reducing debt with a strong balance sheet position. We continue to focus on sustainability and implement various environment, social, and governance initiatives in its value creation journey for its esteemed stakeholders. Now I would like to hand over the floor to Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, the whole-time director and CFO, for taking you through Electro Steel Castings Q2 FY24 financial highlights.
Thank you, Madhavji. Good morning to everybody and good wishes for the Shubh Dhanteras and Diwali. First of all, I would like to brief you about the quarter two results, consolidated performance of the company. The company total turnover grew by 7.6% year-on-year basis, and absolute number is 1,938 crores. EBITDA surged to 86% to 319 crores. EBITDA margin 16.4%, led by lower material cost and better operating leverage. PAT grew to 229% to 175 crores in this quarter. PAT margin expanded to 607 bps year-on-year basis, 9% during this quarter. Now I'm talking about the standalone performance of the company for this quarter. Company sold 2 lakh tons of DI pipe during this quarter. Company total income grew to 1,888 crores. EBITDA, company achieved 331 crores. EBITDA margin 17.5%. PAT grew to 184 crores and PAT margin 9.7%. Now I'm moving to the half-yearly results, H1 of this financial year, consolidated basis. Company total income was 3,650 crores in this half-year, first half, and EBITDA grew to by 29% to 506 crores, and EBITDA margin 13.9%. PAT grew to 68%. To 250 crores with a PAT margin of 6.8%. EPS for the half year was 4.2. Moving to standalone performance for the first half, company sold 355,600 tons of pipes during this first half standalone basis, and company total income was 3,418 crores. EBITDA surged to 28%. To 515 crores, and EBITDA margin 15.1%. PAT grew to 58% to 265 crores, and PAT margin 7.8%. EPS for the half year was 4.5. Now I'm talking about the capex update of the company. The company has spent 360 crores out of 600 crores planned as on 30th September 2023. And ongoing capex is on scheduled, and we are likely to complete the project by September-October 2025. This will take up the company to the capacity of approximately 9 lakh tons per annum. Thus, we will be maintaining the leadership position in the country in DI pipe. As on September 2023, the gross debt has come down to 2,190 crores. And net debt stands to 1,540 crores only. The company net debt and equity ratio is 0.34:1 in September 2023. The initial adjusted ROCE and ROE annualized stands to 17% and 16.6% respectively as on 30th September 2023. With this, now I'm opening the floor for the question answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations on a very good set of numbers.
Thank you.
My first question pertains to the improvement, which is obviously came partially from the coking coal. So just wanted to understand, what is the coking coal cost we have built in 2Q, and how much it was down on a QOQ basis, and how do we look at 3Q FY24 in terms of coking coal cost escalation?
Hi Vikash, this is Gaurav. Our coking coal price for Q2 was close to $300 per ton, and this was around 7 to 8% down compared to Q1.
Okay, and next quarter, what kind of cost escalation we are building in?
Hi, this is Uddhav Kejriwal from this side, from Red to Steel. Good morning. Just to answer your second part of the question, when we are talking about the coking coal cost, we are trying to also make some in-house improvements in terms of blend of the coals that we use within our limitations without compromising on the quality of the end product. So that is also a continuous process. The market being what it is, we are just trying to do our best in terms of economizing cost, and that is a continuous exercise. Right now, it would be difficult to quantify what it is going to be for the coming quarter, but definitely we do not see any unpleasant surprises there, at least for the coming quarter. Yeah.
Understood. Sir, my second question is basically, we got a little bit benefit this quarter because of coking coal. What is our sustainable level of EBITDA margin which you think one should look over a longer period of time? I understand that quarterly business keeps on fluctuating, but on an average yearly or 1.5 year perspective, what is the sustainable level of EBITDA per ton one should look at?
I think something with 14 to 15% would be a good sustainable EBITDA margin to be looking at, please.
Understood, sir. Sir, secondly, you talked about your order book of being roughly about 5 lakh tons. Can we just have the bid book, which is currently basically the orders which can be bidded in the next 6 to 1 year time frame, as well as in this order mix, what is the mix of the order where the price escalation clause are there, or all these are fixed price contracts?
So the available orders in the market is around 5.5 million tons. Of course, this is not that will be going within 1 year. The dispatch of this will go over a span of a year and a half to 2 years. In terms of price escalation, we personally don't go into orders with the price escalation clause. I think maybe 5% of our order book must be having that. We target going in for a fixed price contract.
Understood. And just one last question, if I may ask. We are already running at on a quarterly basis almost, this sales looks like 8 lakh ton kind of the thing. And our peak capacity could be 9 lakh, right, including the south plant expansion. So can you just give us what would be 1 or 2 years down the line our peak sales capacity, as well as the update on our expansion plans?
So, yes, you're absolutely correct on the numbers in terms of what we were targeting post our expansion. We will be reaching a capacity of 9 lakh tons, post which I think with operational efficiency and some debottlenecking, we might go up by another 20,000-30,000 tons on top of that. As I was mentioning in the opening remarks, there are two aspects where we see demand growing. The domestic demand is very robust for the foreseeable future. There is still reasonable amount of work left to do in Jal Jeevan Mission. Amrut 2.2 has started, and also there is a big pent-up demand for the export markets that we are in. So all these three will be the major driving forces for us to be able to reach full capacity almost immediately.
Understood. And by when this the remaining 1 lakh would commission?
On a pro rata basis, quarter three next year.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best, and also happy Diwali to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Diwali.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Parab from Molecule Venture PMS. Please go ahead. Mr. Pankaj Parab, you are on the line. Mr. Pankaj Parab. We proceed with the next question. Pankaj Parab, please return to the queue. The next question is from the line of Saloni Himani. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. My first question is regarding the CAPEX. So we had planned a capacity of 2 lakh tons, but in that breakup, we have 50,000 for debottlenecking. So I wanted to understand, is the timeline for the debottlenecking same as the CAPEX, or do we plan to do it ahead of it?
Good morning, madam. This is Uddhav here. I think there could be some sort of a disconnect on this because we are very much on track as far as the capacity upgradation is concerned, and we will be very much at a production level of about 9 lakh tons by the second half of financial year 24-25. Now, the debottlenecking that Mr. Madhav had mentioned was just about our internal continuous effort at improvements and different qualitative things that we keep doing even now, and that which is a way of life at Ectosteel. And that always we feel that we could be able to achieve a little more production above that 9 lakh ton with that process. So
just to clarify, currently our capacity is 7 lakh tons, right? And capacity expansion is for 1.5 or 2?
Capacity expansion is to reach 9 lakh tons, yes.
To reach 9 lakh tons, including the debottlenecking?
No, ma'am, there is the 50,000 tons which might have been mentioned in the past is over and above this capacity expansion. The debottlenecking number, and 50,000 is, I think, the upper end of it. We are looking at something between 30 and 50.
All right, sir. So a follow-up question on this would be, currently we are operating at more than 100% utilization. So till the next 4 quarters, till our CAPEX basically comes up, can we expect any sort of volume growth in the numbers?
So, ma'am, this above capacity situation is also a consequence of our debottlenecking. At this point, we've reached the higher end of our debottlenecking on the capital that has already been invested. The additional capacities will come in once the effects of the capital that we are consistently investing comes into play. So next 2 quarters should be similar numbers.
Okay, sir. So, can you give us the average realization for the DI pipes and how is the trend shaping up?
That will be a bit of a difficult answer to give because there are so many markets and permutation combinations that go into it. I think margins is a better number to talk about on that front, please.
All right. You mentioned in your PPT that our margins increased due to operational efficiencies this quarter. So there was quite a big jump in our margins due to operating leverage kicking in. So till the time our volume growth remains the same, can we expect some improvement in margin due to the operating leverage?
As I was mentioning, ma'am, I think we've reached our optimum number as of now. The remainder of the improvement you will see will be after the implementation of the capital expenditure.
So, madam, just to add another line to this, we are looking at closing this financial year at best sustaining this current level. That is what we are now going to be on a treadmill for, so kind of thing. So we would like to sustain this level which we are currently at. Beyond that, to go to another next milestone in this financial year, it is not even within our targets for this financial year, definitely.
Okay. That's great to hear, sir. Just wanted to get the breakup of production and sales volume this quarter, sir.
We produced around 2 lakh tons of DI pipes, and our sales was also a similar number.
Okay, sir. Any kind of inventory that we are holding in coking coal and some average cost of that going forward, sir?
Uddhav here again, ma'am. It would not be appropriate for me to get into the cost details of the coking coal because we work on a blend basis where we use different percentages of different coals to maintain the right specifications. Having said that, we would be as per our policy and in keeping with the policy guidelines that we have in place, we would be holding coking coal stock to the tune of one quarter.
Okay. Sir, what is the pig iron?
Maybe 3 to 4 months stock we have.
On
an average, because if we are using coal X, say WXYZ in our blend, on an average, it would be about 3 to 4 months stock across all blends. Maybe it would not be so accurate when you look at each coal to coal, but yeah, this is the overall.
Okay. So what was our pig iron sales volume this quarter? Because we mentioned we would not be doing it anymore.
Pig iron sales was not significant because our concentration was towards DI pipes. We sold around 7,000 tons of pig iron.
As you can see, it's insignificant. That is more of a metal balancing consequence.
All that. Great to hear, sir. So just last question from my side. Can you just describe what is the traction in the export market currently and your views on the same going forward?
Well, so, ma'am, I think if you're tracking what's happening around the world, you would have realized that the European countries as well as parts of Africa are facing major issues in terms of water availability in their peak summer months. Fortunately, this is something that the governments over there have taken cognizance of and are now planning to find ways of connecting the water-rich areas to the water-poor areas. And so we are seeing a potentially good growth on that front. And from the Middle East, owing to the infrastructure development in countries like Saudi Arabia, there is some traction over there as well.
That's great to hear, sir. All the best for your upcoming quarters and years, and a very happy Diwali to the entire team.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
To you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avinash Nahata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, given your business model, as you mentioned, that you do fixed price contracts mostly and the way you buy your coking coal, etc. So, is it fair to assume that the EBITDA margin, like this quarter, 2 lakh ton, 300 crores, almost 15,000 rupees a ton. So, on the lower side, 9 to 10,000, on the higher side, 15 to 16,000 and 12 to 13,000 on an average. So, our business model will give way to this.
So, sir, we would like to say that I think a target of 10 to 12,000 on a longer scale in timeline is a better number to keep in mind. Of course, you rightfully mentioned that there will be quarters with much better margins and there will be a few down quarters as well. That's the nature of the business.
Right. And just one more question. And if we look at our historic margins, from the anecdotal data available, since the domestic and export side is fungible for you, So is this few percent point better margin possible in the entire mix because of better export content, better export mix?
The advantage of a good opportunity coming up in the export market is always an option. That is, in fact, we like to believe that that is our USP in the ductile iron industry. Being omnipresent globally, we do tend to see advantages on that front.
Okay. Okay. And how much on a tonnage basis we would have done on an export side? Have we done more than 2 lakh ton over the last 3-4 years on the export side?
In totality, yes. But on a year-on-year basis, we've not reached 2 lakh tons on export.
Yeah, I mean, in a single year, I'm asking.
So we our average is between 120 to 150. That's what we average if you see the last 5 to 10-year trend.
Okay, can you indicate if at all our export mix improves on a per ton basis or on a percentage basis, how much it would be better than just an indicative thing? As compared to domestic?
The complication in this is that because every country has a very different margin, it will be difficult to put a specific number to it. It really depends on which country the additional capacity is going to, which region, which country.
No, so I understand that. I'm just asking on an average. So since we are talking about only export markets, so domestic versus rest of the world, I mean, if at all the mix improves, what kind of improvement directionally we see? Even if you can give a band, it is okay.
Well, let's say that maybe an improvement of 5 to 10% basis an average. And of course, this is considering the demand that is there in the domestic market. We tend to, what we do is that we take a decision basis the fact that we are getting a better margin. There's always scope to improve exports, but at this point, the domestic market is quite strong as well. So we opt out of those opportunities where we don't see a better margin.
And one question on procurement, do we take a call on market as far as coking coal or coke is concerned, or it's a quarterly pricing we get, or we do on a spot basis, also on a monthly basis?
So, sir, we are not buying all our coal on contract basis as such. And even if we have some contracts on the supply side, it is only to guarantee tonnage.
Correct.
The price that we are currently operating on, even for the partial tonnage that is locked under contract, is the average index of the month or in which the ship sails out from the exporting country for India. So basically it doesn't tantamount to a fixed price. And
so basically these are a monthly average price at the best, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Under the contract, we definitely try to play as per the market. And in our understanding, try to take the decision in the best interest of the company.
I didn't get the last part of it. Can you please repeat?
Yeah, and the quantity which is not locked under tonnage, we try to time it as per the market dynamics and the requirement of the plant and try to come to a common decision, keeping all the dynamics in mind in the best interest of the company.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surbhi Sarogi from SIMFS Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Sir, just needed one clarification. Is there any planned maintenance shutdown of plants in H2?
We do have regular maintenance shutdowns, but nothing big in the forest.
Okay, nothing big. And there was no such thing in quarter two, right?
No, please.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Before we take the next question, We would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Marcel. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it's like during the Q2, how much was our production and sales, and what is the current order backlog for domestic as well as export market?
Sir, so we've produced 2 lakh tons and we've sold 2 lakh 500 tons, so just about a little more. Our total order book is close to 5 lakh tons at this moment, both export and domestic markets put together.
And currently, what is the capacity utilization?
Are you planning
for an expansion?
Yes, please. Going forward, there is a capex in the foray. We are going to be investing money out of the internal accruals. That will come into effect in the second half of the next financial year.
So, like our current capacity is how much annual?
Annual capacity is 7 lakh tons. We've
producing more.
The bottleneck a little has improved on that.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, and then like the financial performance during Q2, is it like one-off, or are we going to sustain this in this quarter, the next quarter, and so on, considering that there is even so much, you know, capex coming, so much expense coming by the government? Or like if yes, if you're going to sustain it, so like what kind of, for example, you see the growth in terms of turnover and EBITDA during the current quarter and the next quarter?
So, sir, the capacity, is, as we mentioned, is now, this is the standard by which we would like to operate in terms of tonnages. Coming to EBITDA, I think this was a very good quarter. But going forward, we do see good quarters. So maybe a little, a few percentage points here and there. But yes, I think, as I mentioned earlier, a 14-15% EBITDA margin is quite sustainable.
And sir, you mentioned regarding this export, so you also mentioned about Saudi Arabia. We have been attending the conference call of some other similar kind of company. So they were saying that in Saudi, they are like very specific and they don't want to promote this, like, you know, foreign government expenditure, like they don't want to import something, like they want to buy domestically. So are we supplying to Saudi Arabia, number one? Number two, which other country we are now going to open during the, during this S2?
So, sir, we do supply to Saudi. It is not misplaced what you have, the information you've been given. But as with many other countries, there are different types of projects, some which come with this rider that they would like to buy products made within the country itself, and some projects don't have that. Another aspect that is important to note is that Electrosteel is one of the oldest brands in the Saudi Arabian market. So we do have a slightly higher lead and a kind of up on our competitors from the Indian market. So we are able to capitalize on that front as well.
And sir, which new country we are going to open, like where this like work is in advanced stage during this S2, for example, for export?
So, it will be difficult to give you a specific name.
No, not numbers I'm asking. How many countries?
How many countries?
Because as you mentioned, sir, like Africa and Europe, they are like, they have the thrust on this, you know, water supply and all those things. So I'm sure that like Electrosteel Casting is a very renowned and, you know, premier name in this field. So that's what like it will be like good information.
We've been operating in these countries for 20 years now. So there won't really be any new country per se that we will be targeting. We've been here and we've covered the entire geography of that area, so it won't be new.
Okay. And sir, my last question, that since there is a huge buoyancy, as we have seen in this, your commentary, and, you know, like from the other competitor and so on, so in this particular sector.
Can you repeat that line? It was a little unclear.
Yeah. No problem, sir. As we have observed that there is a good buoyancy in the DI, like pipe and DI sector product across the India, for example, as we have heard from you, as we have heard from the other manufacturer also. So, like, what kind of, if there is a big demand or if the demand is increasing, so naturally price will also increase. So, did we make any price increase during Q2 or any price increase from Q1, from 1st October till now, any price increase?
As as we were mentioning that our rates are more on a fixed term basis for 6 months to 8 months, the new orders will be taken on the basis of the movement of the major raw materials, which have been relatively stable in quarter two. The impact of the raw materials that was there, due to which our performance was not at this level, say in quarter one of the this financial year, that has been countered. There is a good robust demand, yes, and I think we are optimized on the pricing front as against the movement of the raw materials.
Okay, sir. Great. All the best, sir. All the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prathamesh Diwar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. I just wanted to know how much percentage of our sale came from export for this quarter, if I missed it earlier.
How much of the?
Export. How much export contributed into the sales in percentage term?
Around 18%, yeah.
18%? Okay, thank you, sir. I'm happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Parab from Molecule Ventures and PMS. Please go ahead. Mr. Pankaj Parab, you are on the line. Please proceed. The next question is from the line of Parv from Niveshaay Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand on a broader view, what is our margin difference if we look at export markets, particularly these Middle East markets, then there is this African market, and then there is our domestic market. How does the margin profile look like across these geographical areas?
Sir, sare trade secrets bulwaoge kya investor call?
No, sir, just trying to understand how these global trade helps us.
Say, for example, the Western world, when we talk about the European countries, they require a much higher value-added product. So the margins there are more, substantially more than the domestic. When you talk about the Middle Eastern market, from country to country, the margins fluctuate depending on the quality of the material that is required. And also within the country, depending on the projects that come up, the margins fluctuate. A particular project might require a very niche product, where the margins are more, and we want to capitalize on those as much as possible. But as I told you before, the weighted average is around 7 to 10%.
Okay, sir. Okay, and sir, just one more follow up on this. How would our geographical breakup look like in terms of Middle East market, Europe market, and the domestic market?
Middle East markets and
European markets and this domestic market.
So of the 130,000-140,000 tons that we export, around 45-50% in tonnages goes to the European market, 30% or so goes to the Middle Eastern market, and the remainder is distributed amongst the other various markets that we are present in. And, of course, between the domestic and export, we are operating at a capacity of approximately 7 lakh tons, a little more. So you can say that everything apart from the 130,000-140,000 tons that we are selling in the export market goes to the domestic.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. All the best and happy Diwali.
Thank you. The very same to you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. And congratulations, sir, on a stupendous set of numbers. As guided by you earlier, that our margin profile are looking up because of the benefit of the lower RM, and that is very well reflected in your numbers. So when you were guiding for this 15% bracket for EBITDA margin, which number should we look, the standalone or the consolidated numbers?
You can look at the consolidated numbers as well. You'll see a similar reflection.
Okay, because EBITDA margin percentage for, there is a difference of 100 basis points between the standalone and the consolidated. Consolidated margins are 16.4, whereas standalone is 17.5. So if we take the console number 15 or the standalone?
So you can take the consolidated number to be, as I was saying, it will be between 15% and 15%. So that 1 percentage point
won't make a difference.
Standalone will, it will change quarter to quarter. So it's a bit, there are too many moving parts over there to be very precise on.
Correct. Yes. And sir, as you have mentioned, I'm just repeating that our deliverables are likely to be in the vicinity of 2 lakh per quarter for the remaining for H2 also.
We would like to target that, yes, please.
Okay. Sir, there is also one mention about one capex of 44 crore rupees. If you could just explain the nature of the same. We are doing this 12 TPD rubber gasket plant at Kunnaur, Chittor district. If you could explain. Yeah.
Let's say that this is a backward integration because this is a product that is required to be sold along with our pipes, which we are procuring from outside agencies. But we would now like to integrate that for ensuring supply chain and quality.
Okay. This is pertaining to the fittings segment?
No, sir. This is between at every joint. This product is used. So every joint, every pipe that we sell is required.
Right, sir. In fact, when we look at our cash flow, there we find that we have booked a loss on sale of fixed asset to the tune of 14 crore. So if you could explain the nature of the same.
Saketji, these are some of the regular capex items which are required in the course of manufacturing, and on regular intervals they are charged off. So this
come
is
again.
An amount of that.
Now come again, Gaurav, I missed your point.
These are some of the regular nature of items which are required for the course of manufacturing, and after a certain point they are charged off to the profit and loss.
Right, sir. Okay. And, sir, for the capex part, I think so Ashutoshji mentioned that we have a 600 crore capex, out of which we have already spent 360.
We have spent 260 crores.
Okay, sir. Sorry. 260 we have spent. And what will be the spend for H2, sir?
H2 would be close to around 200 crores.
200 crores. And the net debt number, Ashutoshji, what would be, we'll be closing the year? This is 1540 now.
It could be somewhere around 1500 crores.
1500 crores would be the number.
Approximately.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay, sir, done with all the numbers. It's a very elaborate call. Thank you to the team. That's all from my side, and all the best and happy Republic to the entire team, sir.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tarak Mehta from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Just want to understand where are we heading it? We have a very clean balance sheet, very low leverage now, and we are going very slow on the capex. So maybe in case you can highlight what are we looking at, maybe down the line 5 years or 10 years, what are we looking at, sir, please?
So I, at this point, firstly, thank you for all your kind words. And in terms of our capacity enhancements, I think when we get to the level that we have, we will be looking at debottlenecking, as I have mentioned. We are also studying ways by which we can improve on our margins by value-added products, but nothing concrete at this moment. We would like to remain within our core business, though.
So maybe any aspiration to reach to maybe 5,000 or 10,000 crore of revenue within 2-3 years, or some color, or what are we looking at, sir?
Sir, just to add to what we have already tried to put on the table, we already have an expansion plan in place to reach 9 lakh tons by the second half of financial year 24-25. We have also mentioned that as a process of continuous improvements, initiatives and debottlenecking, we will be working to see, and definitely we are confident that we will be able to make pipes a bit beyond that. Beyond that also, we are continuously evaluating initiatives whereby within our core area of business, we can add value and at the same time do certain decent margins and improve the bottom line and top line. Now, having said that, we also have to keep in mind going forward in whatever decisions we take that we have to be conscious of this entire carbon emission drive that is going to be taken up in our country and outside our country. So we would like to invest our capital wisely, trying to balance both the channels. That is our own business dynamics, our core area of business, as well as our capital involvement with carbon reducing capital projects. Also, as has already been explained, we have also taken up a small project per se, but nevertheless important, in the form of taking up the drive to setting up a rubber gasket manufacturing plant in another location in the south, where we will be manufacturing gaskets which will be 90% consumed within our production, within our internal usage. But this also throws up some opportunity for us to look at value-added products going forward, which is also at the evaluation stage. So once we are clear on this front, we could be adding, supplementing this with that as well.
Sure, sir. This is useful. So just I was pointing that our balance sheet is way in comforting zone. We are going slow a bit on the capex. So that's why I just want to know, are we looking at the larger picture? Our products are well accepted globally. So are we still going slow or just some more color here?
So we have our eyes wide open and ears close to the ground in terms of opportunities that pop up. As we were mentioning, that sometimes I think it's important to wait for a good opportunity to come your way with adequate capital reserves to make use of that opportunity. So that is the headspace that we are in at this point.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best and happy Diwali to each other.
Thank you. Happy Diwali to you as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ahmed Madha from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to know, is there any update on our Parbatpur mine allotment to JSW? Is there any update on that side?
Sir, no update from the last quarter's call, sir.
Okay, fine. No issues. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from MoneyOr. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes,
I have the same question. Indian Metals Federalize has received the money from Coal India. So any update regarding ours?
So there is no further development as from the last conference call.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That was it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. I just wanted your thought process, since Europe is a quite big market for us and now CBM is gradually going to get implemented. So how do we stand there? Would it, how is going to impact us, or we would be able to bypass it? So your thought process on those.
So as Mr. Uddhav Kejriwal had mentioned, we are looking at infusing capital going forward as we go ahead for activities to reduce our carbon emissions. That is one of the thought processes that we have. We will also try and see if we can make use of our better operations to generate some capital through the trading markets. This is just a thought process at this point.
Okay. So a part of your production can be converted into green production. Is that the way you are trying to communicate, or is there something else?
I wouldn't say entirely green at this point, but greener most definitely.
Understood. And just secondly, on our debt reduction, while we are much ahead of our repayment schedule, given the current business plan, how do you see the debt moving into the next 6 to 1 year time frame?
I think next financial year we will be long-term debt-free as per our plan.
Understood. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask questions. The next question is on the line of Saloni Hemani. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, madam. We can hear you.
Yeah, just a follow-up question, sir. This year, I don't know if I'm repeating this question. This year, can we do 7 lakh volumes at least?
Yes, please.
We are hoping for that.
You're hoping for because last year we did 7.15, so can we expect an improvement in this year?
I would like to keep it to the same number.
Okay, sir.
At the minimum, we are working towards seeing what best we can do beyond that.
Okay, sir. I think in the last question you mentioned we want to be long-term debt-free in the next financial year, am I right?
Yes, madam.
So going forward, sir, any internal targets on the total net debt in the next financial year?
Around 12 to 14 crores.
Sorry, sir?
Around 1200 crores.
1200 to 1400
to 1400 crores.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Chirag Jain. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So we just wanted an update regarding the Elavur land case which is going on. What is the current status? Have we any update with regards to the same?
No, please. It's status quo at the moment.
But no update with regards to the surfacing proceedings which were filed against us, they are still the same?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Ashutosh ji, what is our long-term debt as on 31st
September?
30th September.
700 crores.
Sir, the net debt, I'm only asking the long-term debt, which you are saying that we will be long-term debt-free.
I'm talking about long-term debt only.
That is 1,200.
700.
Okay. So we will be retiring this long-term debt by the end of next financial year, and we will be having a working capital debt to the tune of 1,200 crores. This is what you're
understanding.
1,200. 1,200 to 1,400 crores.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. And sir, with the improvement in our ratings, what is our current cost of funds?
cost of fund is long-term debt is around 8.5% and working capital is 7.6% on an average as on today.
Right. And as in terms of Udhavji and Madhavji, as you mentioned about the increasing the product profile, we have seen in one of the cases that we are also finding OPVC pipes as a complementary to DI pipe. And although there is only a 30,000 ton overall capacity in the country, but many plastic manufacturers, I think the Supreme Industry is coming up with a capex wherein they mentioned that these pipes will be supplementing as a supplement to the DI pipe. So taking into account, does this OPVC pipe match work? Have we worked out anything in this aspect?
Sir, we are of the strong belief that for water supply and wastewater, there is nothing better than ductile iron. So we would not want to go into another product for the same purpose. Saying that, within the water infrastructure gambit, there are a lot more products where we can look to value add. Those are the opportunities we are looking at.
Okay. And sir, a couple of bookkeeping questions which I will take offline, but I'm just mentioning them. So we find that the other non-current liability has moved up sharply from 4 crore closing balance on 31st March to 254 crore. As well as the other current liabilities have moved up from 300 crore to 505 crore. So if the nature of the same could be explained, what has led to these, it may be the regrouping also, but if that could be explained later on also, Gaurav ji, I can take it offline. I repeat, the other non-current liabilities moving up from 4 crore to 254 crore, that's a 250 crore jump, and the other current liabilities moving from 300 to 505 crore.
I'll request Mr. Somani to take it up with you offline. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All the best once again, sir, and hope for this continuity of this trajectory in the near possible future. Also. Thank you.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yes, hello. I would like to thank everybody for taking out their valuable time for attending the call and hearing us patiently and for your continued interest in our company. With the support of all the stakeholders, the company has been doing very well, growing consistently and at the same time strengthening the balance sheet. We are well positioned to benefit from the growing water infrastructure spending, both in the domestic market and in the export market, and maintaining our leadership position. I would like to wish everybody a very happy Dhanteras and a happy Diwali. If in case you have any further queries, kindly reach out to our EYIR team. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Electro Steel Casting Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, boss.